Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning our friend who's a family and consumer science agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Marilyn Wells. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It is canning season, and there is always so much to talk about canning season. I guess folks are really now just starting to get ready for the canning season. So let's talk initially, Marilyn, just about some of the general rules in home canning, if you will.
Some of the things that you want to remember, and of course, you must be prepared first. You're so right. Get together all your equipment and get it checked out. Remember also to go with scientific-based recipes. The canning recipes are we have lots of them in our cooperative extension offices in your county. Go by there. Or the Ball Blue Book is an excellent source, and it can be found in most hardware stores or general stores, actually.
Terrific.
But be sure and have all of your recipes that have been scientifically tested for accuracy. You want to use the methods that we use, of course, should be up to date and approved.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure canner or the boiling water canner, and follow the directions for those, the recipes, and what the canner recommends also exactly. Some of you, if you're in high elevations, you will need to check on the changes because there may be a few changes.
But oh, okay.
In our area, basically, we go by what the scientific recipes recommend. Another general rule is to be sure that you have a proper lid seal, and that would be, of course, to clean around the top before you put the lid on and the ring.
Are there any, so these basic general rules, are there any exceptions that stand out for you?
There are a very few exceptions to those general rules, but a few of those are, and you may be surprised, but it's changing the salt level. Now, you do not want to change the salt that you put in a pickled product,
okay,
because that is part of the preservative there. But for other foods, if you are trying to cut back on salt,
mm-hmm,
it's basically just used as a flavoring agent in that. And so you can eliminate the salt, and you can change your sugar level without a problem in, say, fruits and such. But in fruits, the sugar leaves, it helps with the color in the fruits, maintaining that bright color and texture.
Right.
But it's really not necessary for safety. So those are things you can change. Now, if you like extra vinegar or lemon juice in some products, those bottled acids are there to help maintain a certain pH level in tomatoes, say, and pickles.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want it more sour, you can actually add extra, because that's not going to affect the pH as long as you put the recommended amount in that. And also, in another area would be in salsa recipes. You do need to go by a tested recipe for salsa so that it has enough acid to be safely processed,
mm-hmm,
in the boiling water canner.
Right.
And you don't want to add extra vegetables. Now, you could add extra tomatoes, but not extra onions and peppers, etc.
Oh, okay.
But on the other hand, you can, as long as you keep with the certain recommended amount, you can substitute a bell pepper, let's say, for a hot pepper,
or
a jalapeno pepper for a bell pepper.
So sort of to suit your own taste.
That can be changed, but just leave it to the amount that they recommend.
Our guest is Marilyn Wells. Marilyn's a family and consumer science agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, and it is the season, or we're certainly creeping up on the season for canning, and we're talking about some of the basic rules of canning. And also, Marilyn, I want to ask you, what are some of the major canning mistakes that I guess could even be deadly? Is it possible?
Oh, it certainly is. Some of those mistakes would be not following the directions for a scientific-based recipe. One of those things is just making up your own canning recipe.
Right.
So you don't want to do that. And another thing would be adding extra, let's say, cornstarch or flour or other thickening. Because if you did that, it could slow down the penetration of the heat, therefore not actually getting all the bacteria killed out, and also maybe even undercooking a product. Also, when you're venting your canner, you want to get that 10-minute vent on the canner before you put the weight on or lock down the valve.
Okay.
Because that's a very important thing. That fits into the amount of time needed to can properly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you don't add acid, now I know this is may sound strange, but if you do not acidify your canned tomatoes, because tomatoes don't all have the same acidic level,
right,
and or the pH level, and so if you do not add some lemon juice to that, that could also create a poisoning in the tomatoes. Another thing, cooling the canner. When you cool down a canner, you need to just let it do it on its own, because the processing time has been figured into that, the cooling time as part of the processing time.
Okay.
So that the cool down period is very important to complete the processing in that canner. This is one of the things, whenever you hurry to get it cooled down, it can create underprocessed food, or it can also pull out of the jar some of the liquid, also maybe even cause jar breakage.
So it really is vitally important to follow these the standards that are set, because what you're doing is preserving the food. And if you miss a step or try to cheat on a step a little bit, that could cost you.
It really can. And not only you, but your family that you serve the food to,
right,
you know.
Some well, you sort of touched on it, some of these canning methods that are unsafe. Is there anything else that sort of sticks out in your mind as really being unsafe?
Well, there's a couple of more minor type of canning methods. I know through the years when we had glass mayonnaise jars, people have been tempted to use those in canning.
Yeah.
And that's not really recommended, because they can break easier. They have a thinner wall than your official canning jars.
Right.
And they may break within, especially if you're using a pressure canner.
Mm-hmm.
And also, instead of, lots of people have used paraffin wax on their jams and jellies, and sometimes that can have a little hole in there,
right,
where air can get underneath to the jelly. So if you have mold underneath there, it's just recommended to throw it out so you could lose some of the product.
And after all the work that goes into canning, you don't want to make any mistakes that cost you that food.
You're absolutely right.
Because it is a lot of work. Our guest is Marilyn Wells, who's a family and consumer science agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. And here on Extension Today on WIFM, we're talking about canning, getting ready for the canning season, because it's really upon us, and some of the right things to do and some of the things that can prove to be wrong. Let's talk also, Marilyn, if you can share with us some of the most frequently asked questions that you get about canning.
One of those is if your recipe doesn't have processing instructions, and what should you do? And, you know, a lot of times we pass recipes on. So actually, it's recommended to not use those recipes or to use those that have been scientifically tested for the safety. Another one is like sterilizing jars. Should you do that? And of course, we know that we should start with a clean jar, but there's a little rule that goes with that also.
And that,
like,
is?
If you're going to be using a boiling water bath, and if the product is going to be processed over 10 minutes, or if you're using a pressure canner, you don't have to sterilize your jars.
Just
have them good and clean.
Right.
But in a boiling water bath, if it's less than 10 minutes, you do need to sterilize your jars.
Okay.
And that would be by boiling them in hot water for 10 minutes. themselves before you fill them up. And that's a good little rule to remember, the 10-minute rule with the sterilizing of the jars. A lot of people ask about two layers of jars and canners.
Yeah.
Yes, you can do that if you have a large enough canner, boiling water or pressure canner, and use a little rack in between them.
Right. Okay.
Then
you're going to need some
losing the liquid. I think we touched on that. It could be part of the process, you know, not done correctly.
Right.
On the cool down, if you lose half of the liquid in a jar, you'll need to put that jar into your refrigerator and use it within 2 to 3 days.
Oh, okay.
But if it's only a small amount, of course, the food that on top is still going to be okay, but you just simply don't need, the top of the food may change its color a little bit.
Right.
But it will not be a problem. It won't make you sick or,
okay,
or
well,
anything.
Wanna,
but if it is less than half, you need to use it pretty quick.
Okay, so use it so you won't lose it in that case,
that's
right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
You don't want to do that. Or you could take it out of the jar and put it in the freezer.
Oh, okay.
If you got more green beans, you can use that in 2 or 3 days.
You never have too many green beans, right?
Absolutely. It's a lot of trouble to do that, so you want to take care of them.
Is it all right, Marilyn, to reuse jar lids and bands?
Lids, absolutely not, because that seal activates during the process and it will not reseal properly. But the band, yes, it's fine. Unless it's badly rusted or dented in some way, then just discard it.
Okay. Here's something I've always been curious about. Can food be recanned if that lid doesn't seal, if you don't get that pop and it's not sealed? What do you do then?
You can recan your food if you catch it within the 24 hours, in which I like to recommend let's not move those cans, those jars for 24 hours anyway.
Okay.
But if you notice that it's unsealed, it is recommended that you can recan that food. Or, like I said before, you could put it in the freezer if you had that base for it.
Okay.
But to recan it, you'll really need to put on a new lid and be very careful as you reprocess it. But you would have to use the same process and time.
Okay, same amount
You're
of time.
You're doing a double cooking there.
Oh, my. Okay. Now, I have around my house growing up and forever, I've known we can and generally in quart jars. Can you use bigger jars, like half-gallon jars for canning?
There's only two products, actually, that is recommended to use in the half-gallon jars. And they have been making some half-gallon jars now. And the manufacturer agrees with USDA and the National Center for Home Food Preservation on this issue because it's been only recommended from them that you use acidic fruit juices and the juice only, and apple juice and grape juice.
Okay. So
those are the only two. But I know through the years, you know, I've seen folks can in half-gallon jars. And with the juices, that would be handy. But
sure,
the apple and the grape are the only ones that right now fit the recommendations for canning in half gallons.
Okay. Why don't we can squash? I've never seen anybody can squash. Why not?
Well, the thing about squash is it is a low-acid vegetable, and you'd have to use then the pressure canner for that. So for a while, years ago, they recommended that you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But with recent tests, they have not been able to come up with a recommendation where it would be safe.
Okay.
You know, safe enough where they get enough of the bacteria in there destroyed so that you didn't get botulism from it. So right now, because of, you know, packing it in the jars, et cetera, they do not recommend that because they can't come up with a safe method. But as soon as they do, we'll be happy to let you know about it.
We'll
because,
give it a try.
Squash is so easy, especially with squash casseroles squash patties, things like that, to have canned product there.
Sure.
But right now, the only thing they can recommend, and research is ongoing, but only thing to recommend is to freeze that squash.
Put it in the freezer,
Summer squash, zucchini, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Marilyn Wells, Family and Consumer Science Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. I know we've talked about this in the past when we talked about canning season. I want to mention it again, the importance of getting your pressure canner checked, and how and when can you do that?
It's very important if you have the dial gauge to be sure that you're getting the exact pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be doing here, checking the lids Wednesday and Friday. Of this week, actually, that we're talking about.
Okay.
And it will be here in the office from 10 to 12. We'll have lots of different information mm-hmm. that people can pick up, questions if they have other questions about canning. So on the 3rd and the 5th
okay.
of June
right.
here in Yadkinville.
Okay.
You're welcome to come by, and we'll talk canning a bit more
right,
and
terrific.
Check those dial lids.
Very important. Marilyn Wells, your number there if they have some specific questions they might want to check with you.
Certainly. 679-2061.
All right. Marilyn Wells, Family and Consumer Science Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Happy canning, Marilyn.
Oh, thank you. And I hope that you have a good season for it. Hopefully we'll have some rain to help those gardens out, and there'll be a prosperous time for all.
I'm hoping that everybody in my family has a great garden, because they're the ones that do the canning and I'm the one that does the begging. So, Marilyn,
well,
thanks.
That would be wonderful. Let's hope they do.
That's a pleasure to talk with you, and we'll look forward to talking to you again very soon. Have a great day.
Hope you do too, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.